Leia shot Han a look that suggested she found the timing as suspicious as he did. And he asked,
"What makes you say that?"
"Where else can you take a stolen asteroid?" Keg asked. "Get bought up all the small refineries. Now their only real competition in the Rift is Lando's operation on Sarnas. And he would never buy from pirates." Before Han could agree, the Mandalorians arrived with the lead Nargon. Too huge to fit completely inside the Tranquility Partition, the Reptiloid stopped halfway through and, untroubled by the gold static dancing over his scales, loomed over Leia. The short Mandalorian, a squat fellow in yellow armor, came to Han's side and stood with one hand resting on his holstered blaster. The taller Mandalorian placed a chair at the table across from Keg, then removed his helmet and sat. He had dark curly hair and a burn-scarred face that appeared half-melted along the left side. Barely glancing at the Solos, he placed the helmet in front of him, then folded his hands on top and leaned toward Keg.
"Skipping out on your marker, Keg?" he asked. "I took you for smarter than that."
"I'm not skipping out on anything, Skarn." Keg's voice was a little too hard to be natural. "I'm just catching a ride so I can get what I owe you." A muffled snort sounded inside the helmet of the shorter Mandalorian, and Skarn sneered.
"Why do I doubt that?"
"Look, you know what those pirates did to my tug," Keg said. "There's no way she's leaving the repair docks for another 2 weeks, minimum."
Skarn shrugged.
"So?"
"So I'll be back for her," Keg said. "But it's gonna take more credits than I had before our game to pay for repairs. I'm heading to Sarnas to make arrangements. I'll get what I owe you at the same time."
"Arrangements with Calrissian?"
Skarn rubbed his chin just long enough to pretend he was thinking about it, then shook his head.
"I don't think so. We don't like Calrissian, and he doesn't like us. We'll do this another way."
"That's the only way we're going to do it," Keg said. "I'm not giving you the Roamer. That ship has been in my family for 200 years.
Keg overtly dropped his hand below the table, and Han tried not to wince. Hinting at violence was usually a bad idea when you were outnumbered and outflanked. But at least he was feeling better about the kid's story. Gambling debts he could understand. He'd had a few himself. And the debt explained why Keg was so eager to get off Brink Station. Han rested a hand on his own holstered blaster and tried to look bored, as though firefights against armored Mandalorians backed by overgrown lizards were a common occurrence for him. And really, that wasn't much of an exaggeration.
The Nargon hissed and started to pull the blaster from his knee holster, but Skarn called the Reptiloid off with a two-fingered wave.
"There's no need for anyone to get hurt today."
The undamaged half of his face smiled at Keg.
"The last thing I want is that crate of corrosion you call an asteroid tug."
It was hard to say whether Keg's frown was one of confusion or outrage.
"The Roamer may not look like much, but she's all pull," he said. "She's dragged moons out of orbit."
Skarn looked unimpressed.
"If you say so. But I have another idea."
He extended a hand toward his Mandalorian subordinate.
"Jekyll."
Jekyll withdrew a pair of folded flimsies from a pouch on his equipment belt and handed them to Skarn. Skarn unfolded the sheets and pushed them toward Keg.
"Considering the size of your marker, that's more than fair."
Keg eyed the flimsies skeptically, then reluctantly picked them up and began to read. Skarn waited with a bored expression, as though the kid's consent was irrelevant to what was about to happen. Han kept his hand on his blaster grip and watched the Nargon watch him. Jackal's helmet pivoted from side to side as he kept an eye on the rest of the miners in the cantina, who were all carefully observing the situation at Keg's table. The other two Nargons continued to stand guard in opposite corners of the room, their tails bumping the walls as they too scanned the crowd. but no one was watching Leia, who was probably the most dangerous person in the Red Ronto.